Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birth of a hotel magnate and have some songs to celebrate the new year. But to get us started, Christmas Eve in 1893 marked the birth in Brooklyn, New York, of Salvatore Anthony Guaragna. You may recognize him by the name Harry Warren, but even if you don't, you most certainly will recognize his songs such as this one.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. No, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I'll bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. No, you must have been a beautiful baby. I took one look at you. You're a beautiful baby. Baby, look at you now.
Nothing but that at night.
Back and I can take a ride of Paris, you know, back and when we get back, you
move. The way they entertain with hoey, 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 hoey again.
Back and 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 back.
Oh, Fujiyama, you get a mama, then your troubles increase, boy.
Get up and go to Shiona, it's all up and out, up and out. Get at it.
They kiss you and hug you nice. By jingo, it's worth the price.
Back and 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 back.
Carriage free, the horse is a Japanese.
Back and I can take it the palace in the back end and we break it back.
You know what? They sit you on the floor and splinter you galore.
Back and I can take it the palace in the back end and we break it back.
Oh, sweet Kimona, I tried to phone her, found the number in game. You just have to act your age,
or you wind up inside a cage.
Back and I can take it the palace in the back end and we break it back.
With this gun, but you need to buy the seat. Do it, I don't know.
Ain't up a car, and she orders a son of a da 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 da.
Now when the girls jujitsu, seems like a boss hits you. Back and Nagasaki, where the fellas shoot the back end, and we was zigzagging jazz.
Two of the approximately 400 songs from the pen of Harry Warren, Nat Ganella and His Georgians and Nagasaki from May 3, 1935, and Chick Bullock and His Levee Loungers from October 20, 1938, and You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby from the Dick Powell Olivia de Havilland picture Hard to Get. Harry Warren had an early interest in music, and although he had no formal musical education, he taught himself to play the drums, the accordion, and later the piano. He quit high school at age 16 to join a traveling circus where he played drums. By 1915, he was working for the Vitagraph movie studio in New York, where he played piano, served as a prop man, acted, and worked as an assistant director on several films. In 1922, he came up with his first hit song, Rose of the Rio Grande, with lyrics by Edgar Leslie. He had two hits in 1923, Home in Pasadena and So This Is Venice, both introduced by Paul Whiteman. By early 1925, 10 Warren songs had been published, and about half of them became hits. Nagasaki, which we just heard, was written in 1928 and became very popular. From 1929 to 1932, Harry Warren was the director of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, better known as ASCAP. In 1929, he wrote several more hits, teaming up with top lyric writers including Gus Kahn and Kalmar and Ruby. In 1930, he was called out to write the score for the picture Spring Is Here and the score for the Broadway show Sweet and Low. 1932 was a major turning point in Harry Warren's music career, and was the year he wrote the score with Al Dubin for the Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler picture 42nd Street. Harry Warren passed away on September 22, 1981. Here are two more from Harry Warren. Thank you.
Oh, the sun shines bright on the fields of white, and the birds make music all day. I mean away down south in heaven, heaven, where the grass is tall and your cares are small, and the lane of roses you spray. I mean away down south in heaven, my heaven, where the fireflies lighten up the skies when the evening is born, and the whippoorwills from the distant hills wake you up every morn, where they say hello and they mean hello, and you get that longing to stay. I mean away down south in heaven, my home.
The Virginians, under the direction of Nat Shilkret, with Scrappy Lambert singing the Bud Green lyric to A Way Down South in Heaven from 1928. And before the Virginians, we heard H. Oresti and his Queensland Orchestra and Where the Shy Little Violets Grow from an electrically recorded needle-type Edison lateral record recorded on December 5, 1928. Music by Harry Warren, born December 24, 1893. We'll have another entire segment devoted to Harry Warren coming up in just a bit. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Don't check out now, because we're going to check in right after this. Last week, Christmas Day in 1887 marked the birth in San Antonio, New Mexico, of Conrad Nicholson Hilton. He began working in the family's general store, part of which was turned into a hotel. He attended St. Michael's College in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and the New Mexico School of Mines. After serving in World War I, he entered the hotel business by buying the Mobley Hotel in Cisco, Texas. The first hotel that he constructed was the Dallas Hilton, which opened on August 2, 1925. He built his hotel empire by renovating old hotels, building new ones, and buying existing hotels, such as Chicago's Palmer House and the Waldorf Astoria in New York. At the time of his death on January 3, 1979, he controlled the largest hotel organization in the world. So here, in honor of Conrad Hilton, H-I-L-T-O-N, are some songs about hotels, starting off with Jack Hilton, H-Y-L-T-O-N.
Together, looking through can see a distant steeple, not a sign of people who once people. When the steeple bell says goodnight, sleep well, we'll thank the small hotel together.
At the honeymoon hotel. Honeymoon is gonna be my hobby. Don't you think a honeymoon is swell? Wait until we walk into the lobby of the honeymoon hotel. Cupid is the night clerk. He's the stars above. He just loves his night work, and we just love to love. Oh, I'm a mister looking for a missus. As a missus, you'll do very well. Bring along your things and all your kisses at the honeymoon hotel. To the jingle of a wedding bell. And how about a little reservation at the honeymoon hotel? Honeymoon is going to be my hobby. Now don't you think a honeymoon is swell? Honey, while we're walking through the lobby, let me hear those wedding bells. Cupid is the night clerk. Neath the stars above, he just loves his night work, and we just love to love. Oh, I'm a mister looking for a missus. As a missus, you'll do very well. Bring along your things and all your kisses. A little kiss each morning at the honeymoon hotel.
Yet another Harry Warren composition with the lyric by Al Dubin, Chick Bullock and his orchestra, with Chick performing the vocal on Honeymoon Hotel. Honeymoon Hotel is one of four big Busby Berkeley musical numbers from the 1933 picture Footlight Parade, starring James Cagney, not as a gangster, but as Chester Kent, producer of live stage prologues to the new talkies. Also starring are Joan Blondell, Ruby Keeler, and Dick Powell. And before Honeymoon Hotel, it was Jack Hilton and Small Hotel from January 10, 1937. The vocalist on Small Hotel was Jewel Fay, who was an American and one-third of the singing group The Swing Tet. In late 1935 through the summer of 1936, Jack Hilton was in the U.S., where he formed a band in Chicago which recorded one session. He returned to England and took the swing tet with him. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Continuing this hotel set of songs, I don't know what the current politically correct term is for someone who helps a hotel guest with their luggage, but they used to be called bellboys. Here are Billy Golden and Joe Hughes at a routine called The Bellboys.
Front 23.
That's me. Here I am, a swell bellhop. I works in bum hotels. I'm not the cross-eyed pigeon-toed from answering so many bells.
Front number 9.
Hey, boss, I was just up at number 9. That man up there wants 3 or 4 pails of heat. I told him that when the guests pay the board bill, then the landlord will buy some coal. Say, Moose, come over here. I want to talk to you. Say, look here, what you want? What the man 23 want?
Oh, he's a very sick man. He's a millionaire.
What's the matter? He got the flu?
No, he's got a disease called profiteering.
Did he tip you?
Not a cent.
Say, I'm going to quit this hotel.
So am I going
to
quit it.
I don't like the rules of this house.
Oh, they're scandalous.
Look at rule number 1, what it says.
What that say?
This hotel is equipped with alarm clock bed. A slat drops out every hour to let you know what time it is.
Oh, guests wishing shower baths, please go down in the backyard and get under the hydrant.
Look at rule number 2.
What that say?
Don't worry about your board bill, as this hotel is supported by its foundation, built on a bluff.
Old men are not allowed to play tag in the hallway.
Look at rule number 3.
What that say?
To call the bellboy, ring the towel. And to get satisfaction, ring his neck.
There will be a poker game every night in room 9. Guests who don't want to be disturbed, please call down at the office as we furnish earmuffs.
Look at rule number 5, what it says.
What that says?
All flies in this hotel belong in the dining room, so please do not disturb them.
But the poor thing. If your room gets too hot, open the window and watch the fire escape.
Rule number 6.
What does that say?
It's the last hotel that George Washington ever stopped at.
Well, this one, that's an old boy. Guests desiring running water in their rooms should secure room 4 and 8, as the roof leaks in each of these rooms.
Rule number 7.
What that say?
Don't complain about the pillows being hard, as they are filled with chicken feathers. Plymouth Rock.
Well, it must be hard. No. Oh, there was a man coming in the other night excited.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he ran up. He said, I want a good cheap room.
Mm.
So the landlord took him way up the top of the building.
Yeah.
Oh, he gave him a room with no women or doors.
Oh, my.
I don't know how they got in. They must have busted it in. Well, he got in there and he undressed and got in bed. He had no more. Got in bed. Well, the roaches commenced to parade.
Oh, my.
Oh, and the rats commenced to yell and holler. Ooh. Right in the middle of the floor was a prize fight. Oh, Lord. The man jumped out of the bed, run downstairs. Ram, Lord, ma'am, Lord. He said, my Lord, what kind of a room is that you give me? What? He says, what'd you pay me for that room? He says, 25 cents. Well, he says, what do you want to see for 25 cents? A bullfight?
Thank you. only bunk I'm always thinking of you. For every time you smile at me, you're just as sweet as you can be. When I touch your ruby lips, your kisses thrill me through and through. You're the sweetest in the land. When I hold your hand, it's grand. And honey bunk, I've got a hunk you love me too.
Honey Bunch from a Harmony 78 recorded March 30th, 1926. So what does Honey Bunch have to do with Conrad Hilton or hotels? Well, simple. It was by Sam Lennon, recording under the pseudonym of... That's right, the Broadway Bellhops. Honey Bunch was written by Cliff Friend and the vocal was by Arthur Fields. Honey Bunch was preceded by Billy Golden and Joe Hughes and their minstrel-derived comic dialogue. Billy Golden was born William B. Shires on June 9, 1858. He started his career in 1874 doing a blackface talking act in vaudeville. He joined Bayless and Kennedy's Bright Lights vaudeville act, where he introduced Turkey in the Straw to the public. He teamed with a number of partners, including his wife, May Golden, before getting together with Joe Hughes as Golden and Hughes on September 24, 1907. Joe Hughes was born Joseph Sovey on March 21, 1863, in Chicago. Golden and Hughes was the first in a long line of two-man comedy teams which delivered jokes in black dialect. Popularity of this type of humor peaked in the late 1920s because of two teams, Moran and Mack, who recorded as the Two Black Crows for Columbia, and Correll and Gosden, recording for Victor first as Sam and Henry, and later as Amos and Andy. Golden and Hughes recorded the Bell Boys for Columbia in 1920. Billy Golden died on January 29, 1926, in New York City. Billy Golden appeared at the Orpheum Theater here in Los Angeles around the time The Bell Boys was recorded. The Orpheum Theater is still there, and as a matter of fact, I'll be going there next month to hear the mighty Wurlitzer Theater Organ as part of Wurlitzer Weekend 4, sponsored by the Los Angeles Theater Organ Society. The Bell Boys is from the collection of Barry Schneck, and is on a CD he put together entitled Laughter the Best Medicine. In addition to two routines by Golden and Hughes, it contains the complete Two Black Crows, as well as No News by Nat M. Wills, and the OK Laughing Record numbers 1 and 2. If you're interested in obtaining the CD, send me an email. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. Your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back to continue our tribute to Harry Warren right after this. Harry Warren contributed songs to 75 motion pictures, resulting in over 128 hits. He had sold one of his songs to Paramount in 1929, and in 1930 he started writing for Warner Brothers. After writing a number of hits for them, he finally joined the Warners organization in 1932. In 1941, he joined 20th Century Fox, and in 1945 went to work for the MGM studios. Here's Harry Reaser's Clico Club Eskimos and a Harry Warren song from the MGM picture starring Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, The Barclays of Broadway.
What am I gonna do if you turn me down when I'm so crazy over you? I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna go if you turn me down? Why blacken all my skies of blue? I'll tell you I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done, it can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one soul. My one and only. There isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy over you.
It was a lucky April shower. It was the most convenient dawn. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those lines, I kept buying china until the crowd got wide. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
From the Billy Rose musical Crazy Quilt, with the lyric by Mort Dixon and Billy Rose, I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. Frank Auburn and his orchestra, a pseudonym for... That's right, Ben Selvin. I found $1 million baby was recorded May 28, 1931. And before $1 million baby, it was my one and only, Harry Reaser's Clico Club Eskimos, with the vocal by... Right again, Tommy Stacks, from December 5th, 1927. The lyric to My One and Only was written by the one and only Ira Gershwin. Here are two more Harry Warren tunes written for movies, both with lyrics by Al Dubin.
Where's that careless chambermaid? Where'd she put my razor blade? She mislaid it, I'm afraid. It's gotta be found. Ask her when she cleaned my room, what she did with my perfume. I just can't lose it, I gotta use it. Lulu's back in town. I got to get my old tuxedo pressed. Got to sew a button on my vest. Tonight I gotta look my best. Lulu's back in town. Got to get a half a buck somewhere. Got to shine my shoes and slick my hair. Got to get myself a boutonniere. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. My old tuxedo press, I got to sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I gotta look my best. Yeah, Lulu's back in town. I got to get a half a buck somewhere. Got to shine my shoes and slick my hair. Got to get myself a nice fresh boutonniere. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Otis regrets. Coming home until the fall, I might not get back home at all.
lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the Daffy Dills who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When the Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning, Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day.
The Little Hacha Machacha, Harry Roy and his orchestra from May 24, 1935, with Bill Curry vocalizing the Al Dubin lyric to Harry Warren's Lullaby of Broadway from Gold Diggers of Broadway, 1935. Harry Warren received the first of his three Academy Awards for Lullaby of Broadway. Before Lullaby of Broadway from the picture Broadway Gondolier, we heard Dick Powell and the orchestra directed by Victor Arden and Lulu's Back in Town from June 21, 1935. In the band, Tommy Dorsey on trombone and Joe Venuti on violin. Just a few of the more than 400 songs from the pen of Harry Warren, born December 24, 1893. And you're hearing them on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We'll be back with some songs to celebrate the new year when we return right after this. The world's most celebrated holiday, New Year's Day, has been observed on January 1st in most English-speaking countries since 1751, when the British Calendar Act was passed. It used to be folks wished everyone a Happy New Year on March 25th, which coincided approximately with the beginning of spring. In many other countries, it is customary to wish everyone a happy birthday rather than Happy New Year on January 1st, since the day is called Every Man's Birthday, the day when everyone gets a year older, whether it's their real birthday or not. For some unknown reason, this rule also applies to racehorses. No matter when they are born, all racehorses become a year older on January 1st. In any case, here are some songs for the new year, starting off with Ben Selvin.
Drink to the happy future. a drink, a drink, a drink to our sweethearts, to happiness, health, and skies of blue. So lift the flowing cup, now everyone bottoms up. Let's drink, a drink, a drink to the happy future.
I certainly hope you won't be spending your New Year's Eve in a haunted house, but that was Raymond Scott Quintet from February 29, 1938, and New Year's Eve in a Haunted House. Raymond Scott was preceded by Ben Selvin and his orchestra from June 22, 1931, and Let's Drink a Drink to the Future. I'll drink to that. We're going to close with the obligatory Guy Lombardo rendition of Auld Lang Syne. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians played Auld Lang Syne as a New Year's Eve song for the first time in 1929. Auld Lang Syne had been the band's theme song long before 1929, but that night was the start of a New Year's Eve tradition as Lombardo's orchestra played at the Hotel Roosevelt Grill in New York City to usher in the new year. Scottish poet Robert Burns is considered the original author of Auld Lang Syne. He said he heard an old man singing the words and wrote them down. The literal translation means old long since, and less literally, days gone by. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next year for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. In the meantime, my best wishes to you for a safe, healthy, and extraordinarily prosperous new year, and my prayer is for a safe, healthy, peaceful, and just world. Thank you for your very kind attention. Here's Guy Lombardo.